Hello everybody. Today we're going to be asking ourselves the question, can birds actually start forest fires? Anecdotal evidence suggests that certain birds of prey use fire to their advantage, but the research hasn't been caught on camera yet. This ability to control fire is supposed to be one of human beings' greatest achievements, but we may not be alone, or even trendsetters in our ability to do so. Preliminary research suggests that birds, specifically the brown falcons and the black kites of Australia, may also use fire to their advantage when they want to. Their opportunistic adaptation has nothing to do with cooking, but it has everything to do with food. The fires they supposedly set help them hunt prey. The research is not yet published or peer-reviewed. Right now, it's based on the anecdotal evidence of Aboriginal people in Australia's Northern Territory. The evidence suggests that the kites and falcons native to Australian savannah have wised up to the fact that the habitat hosts many forest fires during the dry season and use that to their advantage. The birds pick up burning sticks and drop them in places they suspect delicious prey may be hiding. Then, as lizards, snakes, frogs, and smaller birds scurry away from the flames, the predators are in a perfect position to attack. That anecdotal evidence is sourced from personal testimonies by Australian firefighters and Aboriginal people, as well as historical literature, and amounts to 14 first-hand narratives of this specific occurrence. The notion of the bird's pyromaniac behaviour is even present in an Aboriginal ceremony where elders dress up as the brown falcons and black kites and move flaming sticks to spread fire in a symbolic yet sacred gesture, according to Gosford. Aboriginal people, when they talk about a good fire, say that it's a fire with a lot of kites on it. This expression illustrates the underlying cultural tie that the Aboriginal people have between these firebirds and the notion of fire propagation. This is ethnobiological research which has been presented at several conferences in November 2015. It's also based upon repeated observations through the telling of mythical stories by personal observations and recollections that are informed across generations. Currently, there is no physical proof of this action, which makes skeptics doubtful. For example, it would be hard to prove whether the birds were purposely picking up burning sticks to spread fire, or if the actions were merely accidental. There is evidence that black kites and brown falcons are sufficiently intelligent to intentionally spread fires by dropping burning embers, because black kites have been seen to drop bread scraps from picnic areas into nearby waterholes to bait fish within striking range. Informants will tell you that if you're in the right place at the right time, you can see this. And that's exactly the next step in the research. We plan to travel to Northern Australia soon to do some field study research, and hopefully we'll gather photographic evidence of the behaviour during this year's Northern Australian fire season, which, due to El Nino, is predicted to be long and severe. Until physical proof can be gathered and submitted to a biology or ecology journal, our research remains an ethno-ornithological study involving peer review of ethnographic evidence only. Not that the ethnographic component isn't interesting, we have already developed a pseudo-hypothesis that supposes birds have long-controlled fire and early humans may have been inspired to do the same after witnessing this trait. There's some background in this within anthropology, showing that humans interact with other species and learn from them. That is, if they're able to prove that birds control fire in the first place.